Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About TV. I am your host, Chris the Internet Man. Welcome to another podcast. Welcome to the Big Brother Canada Season 7, Week Number 9 recap right here on Everything About TV. Again, I know this is probably out late, but hey, I am trying the darnest I can to try to stay on track. This week has just been chaotic, so definitely next week will be on a regular schedule for me, I'm sure. So let's get right into it. Week number 9, and I do have some updates. Let me just say it now. Life feeds are down for the season as of right now. I believe it went down this afternoon, around noon-ish, possibly. It went down officially. So obviously, the way it started, obviously Kara saying, you know, kind of sitting next to you two guys at the final three, I can't win. And then Adam said, Kara has obviously, and of course, Adam said Kara has been close to him since Sam left. Kara saying that they done it to herself. And then of course, Adam said, if you took me to final three, I won't win, obviously. And then of course, Adam saying that you will not win this game. He will make sure of it. So obviously telling Kara that, you know, she won't win even if she went to the final two, obviously. So all four of them obviously have a chance of winning the game compared to you. And then also I hope I don't win veto. So kind of saying, you know, I hope I don't win veto, or I think he'll probably come after her indefinitely. Now I already know who is the next HOH, obviously. But again, like I say always, when I say this, I'm not going to spoil it. I already know who won HOH for the first part of the week 10. I know who won the veto. So obviously, because certain people want to spoil it on, obviously, I know to avoid, you know, social media if that is the case. But, you know, if you're like in a, let's say a Facebook group, and there's the rule of no spoilers, you know, don't spoil it, right? You don't really spoil who wins HOH or you who wins the POV, because obviously, you know, you like there is certain threads for that too. I'm sure they have certain threads for that as well, but you know, I'm okay with it. It doesn't really bother me though, but obviously sometimes it, you know, it does bother other people that spoil the actual, you know, the whole entire game, right? So, you know, it does spoil it, but a spoiler is when you spoil it before the show actually airs, actual episode airs. Now, if you spoil it after, it's not a spoiler, right? That's the way to think of it. Obviously, that is a way to actually think about it in a way, I guess. So, what was I saying here? And then, of course, And then, so obviously, Kara, you know, talking to Anthony, you can say my name to put up. Anthony said no. And then, of course, he even asked Mark, and Mark said no. And then Kara said, this is the best move. You know, obviously, this is probably the best, you know, move to actually make at this point. And then, of course, saying to Adam, you know, I won, you win, all good. And then, of course, obviously, like, Adam, did I say to put up Kara and Esty? So, talking, kind of going back to, I guess, last week, I guess, so to speak. And then, of course, Dane said no. And then Adam said Kara and Damien. And then, of course, asked Mark. And Mark said, no, don't go stomping around once you're on the block. You've been on the block only once, which is true. That is actually a true statement. And I'm actually looking, actually, at the nominations. Adam's been on the block once, and I'm seeing it. And did he go home? No. Where did Adam go? Okay, there we go. Week 7. Adam was on the block. Adam wins veto. And then, obviously, you know, and it takes himself down, and then they had the nominations, and the three nominees, thanks to the secret assassin, right? So, obviously, and then, of course, And then Adam said, no matter who's up, like who is up, two of us will be in the final chair. So obviously talking about, you know, one of us will be in the final chair. It will be one of, you know, PB that is actually gonna, two of PB will be in the final chair together. And then of course, if he leaves, he will leave with head held high. So the POV comp, all of them will compete. And then of course, this is a similar actual competition to last year. Remember we had the, what was it called last year? I'm trying to remember. It was, what do they call that? Trying to remember what it was called. It's like a voodoo doll. It was like a voodoo doll of some sort. Like a gigantic voodoo doll. You have to stand on this voodoo doll wall thing, and then you had to take a peg, obviously, and then without falling off of it. Now, this season, it is a giant, board. Again, they have to remove the jewels, or the diamonds. Green one, blue is two, and then red is three. Worth 3 points. So I guess the person obviously gets the most points wins the power veto. So it's a little different this season. It's a little different the way it is set up, which is good. I like the fact that they actually change it around this season. I like the fact that they actually kind of change things up a little bit as well. So Adam got a green, which is worth 1 point, obviously. And then obviously Dean said not good for a smaller guy. So obviously Dean being a smaller guy, it is much, much difficult for him to work with. Dane dropped and is out. I don't know how many he got. He did get a bunch of them, I'm sure. And then Mark said it would be probably okay if he didn't win this competition, hoping Anthony and Adam will fight it out and win it. So obviously Mark throwing another, I don't know if you would call it a throw. I don't know if you would call it a throw. I guess it is a throw of the competition. And then of course Anthony needs a bathroom break. And then obviously they can pause the game. Obviously you can't pause the game in the middle of a freaking challenge, obviously. So he wants to win this competition and show that he can win comp. So Anthony has won a comp. He has won a POV that was during the double last week, if I remember correctly. And then of course and then Anthony was in the lead with 27, Adam with 25. Kira, how do you feel about giving Adam the veto? And everyone's like not too thrilled about it. And then, of course, Adam said the highest amount of jewels, you know, he had to get at. But, Anthony get it. And Kira was down, and it was Anthony and Adam, 30. And then Mark at 20 with 39 points. Adam wins the POV. So Dane said, you know, would honestly said Adam, you're a comp beast. Now we're gonna figure out what to do, obviously, who to put in the place of him, obviously, because now he is coming down off the block, and someone else is gonna go up in his place, obviously. So Anthony saying, you know, talking about, you know, in the pantry that he's going nowhere. And then Adam said, yeah, he's going nowhere. And then, of course, talking about the final five and whatnot. And they checked out and then the moms, the parents, and I guess also one friend of one of the house guests came into the house, obviously. And then most of them were the moms, obviously. And then they checked out the house, the bathroom, blue room. Anthony, you know, wants, obviously, like Anthony, you know, mom wants, you know, like a wore actual Anthony's actual headband, or not headband, but like his what do they call that? Is it do-rag or something? I forget what they call that. I don't remember what they call that actually. And then of course Anna's mom, can you make, then said, obviously they're talking about, oh yeah, and Auntie's mom also talking about that, she wants a grandbaby, and Anna said Sam could make that happen. Well, I don't know, that's a question I'm gonna be curious to even ask him on social, is will Sam and Adam continue the relationship that they had in the house, outside the house, you know, just like, let's say, Ike and Dimitri, for example, you know, are Sam and Sadam going to be still an item outside the house? We don't know. Like, I hope so. It would be great to see another romance, showmance turn into an actual romance outside the house. I would love to see that happen, actually. And then, of course, so obviously they obviously have to face a decision where they have to choose one person to have some time with their loved one. Anna's mom was out. Auntie's mom can wait 2 weeks. And then, of course, Kira's mom, you know, said, you can go see her. And Andy said, Anthony was called to the living room. No, sorry, Kira was in the living room first, and then Anthony was called to the living room. Then Mark was called to the living room, and then Adam finally got, and then also Dean was called to the living room, and Adam finally was called to the living room. And so all five of them actually got to see their loved ones from home, which was nice. It was a nice touch by Big Brother to do that, especially at this point too. So at the end, they actually did a final five group hug, and the game goes on, right? The game does continue on. So Kira is here to win and to get out big players. She wants to get out Dane, which was completely different from what the eviction was, actually. I felt like things were kind of changed. You never know with an eviction. It could change at the last second, obviously. So Kira said, you know, the bigger things, like, obviously one of the weaknesses was her emotions. And he said, what you did was legendary. And then of course Dean, you know, talking to Anthony, and does he have his vote? And he said, you know, Mark goes up, I'll have to think about it again. And then Anthony was, you know, and also stating that they had a final two. Dean said yes. Asked if we had a final two. Dean said yes. Anthony said, you know, you have him. And then Dean said, I have had you since day two. And then, of course, Adam, we all had plans to, you know, make final four. But, you know, obviously they have to take a shot at each other sometime or another. And then, of course, Dean said, you made a good move, Kira. The POV ceremony, Dean said, you know, obviously do not use the veto on him. So obviously he doesn't want the veto to use. You know, he's fine if he gets voted out. He's okay if he's evicted, you know. I don't know if that's a smart move or not, because I don't know, like, should you just give up like that? That's not right to give up just like that. Like, you know, it's not a good idea just to give up, right? You have to fight. Obviously you have to fight for your life, obviously, in this game. So Adam decided to use the power of veto on himself. Kira put up Mark in the place, even though, you know, she's had some trust with him. Obviously, he is the best move to put up at this point. So let's go right into the eviction episode of this episode. We are just moseying on everything here. So Mark said he is obviously it is going to stay out of, like, he is staying. Like, if he's gonna stay, if Dean, Mark saying, you know, that if, you know, if he is staying, if he stays, you know, it would probably be better. I guess it would be better, obviously, but if Dane stays, he will make final two and win. Obviously, Kira said she feels bad, and he said, don't feel bad. Kira said it is, obviously saying it was his dream, and she is taking it away from him, and then Dane isn't going anywhere. He is going to blow Kira's mind out, meaning, you know, he is staying. Obviously, he is going to fight it, so he is actually staying in this game, obviously. So Kira said, you played legendary, and then of course Kira said you could beat him. Then Dane told, you know, Pike that not to vote for him, obviously, you know, vote to, so the vote is just 2-0, so obviously, you know, Dane is the one to be evicted. And then Dane said, you know, to Adam not to give Kira the satisfaction. You know, Dane said, you will need me So obviously he started saying that Dane will, Dane said he guess he can beat Adam in the end. And now they were talking about, you know, Adam, how they're gonna deal with Adam, you know, fighting, playing against him. Dane said, "I need you." Obviously his back's against the wall, and then of course being in the house, it has, you know, it's his dream, and it's like being in professional hockey, which he has seen. He has played hockey before. There was two hockey players actually in the house this season. That was Damian and Dane actually. So Adam cannot win the PLV. So talking about that, obviously then Mark said also we have to think about next week. You know, we have to get Adam out of this house indefinitely. I think it was time to actually get him out. And then of course Adam would win. He would have his vote. And Anthony kind of was blown away by that. Adam said, you know, probably better to keep Kira and then, you know, get out Adam. And then Anthony asked, if we still have a final two. Adam said yes. And then Marissa called it, this is probably one of the greatest BB alliances in Big Brother Canada history. Also, the Big Brother Canada Season 7 finale is next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern. So that means it'll be 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, if I'm guessing right, is when it will be at. And then, of course, they show the jury house. Sam gave Corey a "I told you so, they're going to vote you out" kind of speech, actually. And then, of course, Corey obviously told Sam that, Adam put her up. And then, Stephanie was in jury. Damian was also in jury. And then, of course, guess who put Damian up was Dane. Dane told Esty Dane voted for her to stay when she was all pissed off at Damian, that Damian was the one to actually vote her out of this game. And obviously, she was pissed off that Damian voted for her to leave. But when it was Dane, I think it was. I forget how it went. I exactly forget how it went, actually. But someone voted for her. And then, of course, she thought it was Damian that voted for her to go. But actually, him to stay. But when it was really Dane that was the one that did that, obviously. Anthony, you know, made you to understand that he was loyal to you, Dane, obviously. And obviously, you're more loyal to him. And then, of course, talking about, keeping him, you isn't, you know, like, I don't need you. Like, I don't really need you. Don't need your puzzle skills. And then, obviously, Dane said he made a decision day two to be loyal to you. And then Dane said if he wins, he is taking you to the final two. And then, of course, Anthony wants to keep Dane. Kira wants him gone, obviously. And then, of course, Anthony told Kira he has been throwing, that Mark has been throwing competitions, except the, which one was it? It was the Drunken Speeches is the one that he has been throwing at this point right now. He has been, you know, throwing the competitions for the Drunken Speeches. So, as listeners, we know that what goes on. We can see the competitions being thrown, you know, we can tell who is throwing competitions. But when you're itching in the house, it's so much different as a person, you know, it is so much different as a individual. So he has a song to, obviously he's been practicing it. So kind of reciting a song like to remember all the days in the house, obviously. So Kira said not to, and then of course he is not taking him. I guess he's not going to take, and then if it was us three, Dane, you and I, we'll take down the Marine, aka Adam Pike. Kira talking about told Anthony that we have butt head, but Mark is shady and Adam is hard to beat. Obviously, he can win a POV no problem, that's for sure. So obviously, saying to Anthony to convince him that he's gonna convince him. And then of course she stated that Kira has that tie vote in case, you know, things get tied up, right? So, and then, of course, you're staying in this game. And then Kira told Mark, I can't trust you. I can trust other people. Obviously, that's pretty well blatantly saying, we're going to vote you out. We are going to vote you out of this game. And then, of course, Mark saying that, what he'd been saying, that he'd been saying my name. And then, of course, Mark said he hasn't been. And then Mark said, Antony, she Mark said to Antony, she will just, will vote you out. And then, of course, Mark saying, if you keep me, I can, help you take Adam out of the game. So, obviously, he can help, Antony take out, Adam out of this game. So, the eviction vote, was one, Adam and Antony voted for Mark with a vote of 2-0. Mark has been evicted from the house. And then Mark said it was Sam's idea to backdoor Corey during her HOH. And then, of course, went to the HOH competition after the interview with Mark. And then, of course, they went on a heroics mission. And then, of course, they had to figure out, there'll be, people name, the house guest names will be popping up. And then they have to guess what competition it was. So, honestly, and then the first one had Chelsea and Mackie on it. And then Adam guessed on a roll. It was correct. And then the next mission had Esty. Dane, he actually pressed the button and it was spaced out. He was correct. And then, of course, HOH will be Sunday. Wednesday will be the special eviction. And then, obviously, Thursday is the finale. So that is how it's going to go out for the next week. And the last week for this podcast. So Tuesday night, we will be back here on 8 p.m. Eastern. Definitely, I'll be on time this week. I promise you, if this is late tonight, it will be right back on schedule. As of Tuesday, we are back to a normal schedule, finally. Also, we'll be back on Thursday for the Amazing Race 31 and Survivor Edge of Extinction recap. Will be as normal. I will take some time between spending time with the guys here during the finale, getting it all up on the platforms. I'm going to get up early on Thursday morning to start recording and editing like a madman before Mr. Larry Rieck arrives to the studio, the house, for this amazing finale. And then on Friday, will be 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll have Larry on the podcast right here on Everything About TV. We'll be bringing him in to talk some Big Brother. Maybe, you never know, maybe Dave will want to pop on the mic and say something. He want to say something about the episode. You never know. He might want to, put his 10 cents worth in. You never know. Or he might just listen in. You never know. And so if you're new to the podcast, do also please subscribe to the audio only feed. Also, you can follow me on social media on Twitter, Instagram, at Crispy on the Web for behind the scenes and much, much, much more. And I will see you guys back here on Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern for the next recap, the last Tuesday recap for Big Brother Canada Season 7. Till then, we'll see you then. Bye for now.